A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Holiness.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when we call to him. In Christ we call to the Lord our God, and ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, his great and awesome name, that according to the Spirit of holiness, the Lord will choose you and your house and cause you to come near to him, that the Lord will establish you and your family as a holy people to himself. He will set you and your family high in praise, in name and in honor, that you may be holy to the Lord your God, just as he has spoken. In Christ we pray that the Lord will set his love upon you and your house and choose you and your family for himself a special treasure, and redeem you and your people from the house of bondage. May God separate you and your family, that you and your people shall be holy and belong to God. O Lord, send out your light and your truth. Let Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord our shepherd, lead you and your house by still waters, and bring you and your family to his holy hill and to his tabernacle. May the Lord lead you and your people in his righteousness and make your way straight before your face. May the God of Israel give strength and power to you and your house and cause you and your family to approach him, that you and your people may dwell in his courts. In Christ we pray that you and your people would be satisfied with the goodness of his house of his holy temple, that you and your family will eat the bread of God, both the most holy and the holy, and remember his covenant ways, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, and not conceal the words of the Holy One, but instead come into his house in the multitude of his mercy, and in the fear of him you and your house shall worship toward his holy temple. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins, that he might deliver you from this present evil age, according to the will of your God and Father, in Christ we pray, that you and your house will wash your hands in innocence. You will not gather your soul together with sinners, nor your life with bloodthirsty men. In his mercy may God lead you and your house, whom he has redeemed, guide you and your people in his strength to his holy habitation. May God give to you and yours his counsel, and let your heart also instruct yourselves in the night season. Let you and your family set the Lord always before yourselves, so that he will be at your right hand, and you shall not be moved. In Christ we pray, that he may keep you from corruption, and show you the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let you and yours cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. In Christ we pray that you and your people will walk uprightly, work righteousness, speaking truth in your hearts, stirring up love and good works, exhorting one another, not backbiting with your tongues, nor doing evil to your neighbors, nor taking up a reproach against your friends. In Christ we pray that you and your people will distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that you will teach your children God's statutes, that you will revere your mother and your father and keep a Sabbath. Let you and yours sanctify yourselves and be holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves nor profane his holy name. In Christ we pray, you and your people will have clean hands and a pure heart. You and yours will not lift up your souls to an idol, nor swear deceitfully, and you and your family shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of your salvation. You shall abide in his tabernacle, and dwell in his holy hill. You and your family shall have a song and gladness of heart to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy all of his mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, in Christ we pray that you and your house shall seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Glory in his holy name, and let your hearts rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let you and your people look to your Maker, and your eyes will have respect for the Holy One of Israel. In Christ we pray that you shall hear the words of the book, and your eyes shall see out of the obscurity and out of darkness, that you shall increase your joy in the Lord and rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Where you and your family have erred in spirit, you shall come to understanding, and where you have murmured, you shall learn doctrine. In returning and rest shall you and your house be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. May the Lord give you and your people understanding according to his word. Let the God of hope teach you and yours his way, so that you will walk in his truth. And unite your hearts to fear his name, that you and your family will glorify his name forevermore. In Christ we pray that you and your people will rejoice in the Lord and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name, and triumph in his praise, because you have trusted in his holy name. Let his mercy be upon you and your house. His praise endures forever. The Lord God is your Father, your Redeemer, from everlasting is his name. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides him. Nor is there any rock like our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, who manifested God's name to men, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on you, and the great goodness towards your house, which he has bestowed on you, according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, let the power of the highest overshadow you and your house. In Christ we pray that your heavenly Father will give the gift of the Holy Spirit, pouring out a Spirit on you and yours abundantly through Christ Jesus, your Savior. And the love of God also be poured out in your hearts by the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you and your family with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ we pray that the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will teach you and your family all things and bring to your remembrance all things, that you will have the peace that only Jesus gives, and you may have his joy fulfilled in yourselves. For your peace will be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. According to righteousness, may the God of heaven and the God of earth make known to you and your house the ways of life, that you and your people will be full of joy in his presence, and bring you and your family to his holy mountain, and make you and your people joyful in his house of prayer. In Christ we pray that you and your people shall put your trust in God, and you and your house shall possess the land and shall inherit his holy mountain. Let you and your family drink freely from the waters of life. There shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. Your house shall possess your possessions. In Christ we pray that Jesus Christ will baptize you and your family with the Holy Spirit and with fire, that you and your people may inherit the desolate heritages. With his holy oil may the Lord anoint you and your people, and by his hand you and your house shall be established. By his arm you and your family shall be strengthened. Your enemies shall not outwit you, nor the son of wickedness afflict you and your people. God will beat down your foes before your face, and plague those who hate you and your house. His faithfulness and his mercy shall be with you and your family. And in his holy name your horn shall be exalted. His covenant shall stand firm with you and your house. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, for you are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. In his precious name we pray that you and your house shall be holy and receive the reward, that you and your family may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. May you and your family be people of holy conduct, godliness, and honorable. Let you and your people, of your own free will, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, being transformed by the renewing of your minds, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, glorifying God in your body, mind, soul, and spirit. For the kingdom of God is not food and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, may you and your family put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, putting on love which is the bond of perfection. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. May you and your people be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, nor violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word, being of sound doctrine. Remember your covenant, O Lord. Christ, we pray that Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord our Shepherd, will put his laws into your hearts and into your minds. He will write them. Your sins and your lawless deeds he will remember no more. Let you and your family have the boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. In Christ, we pray, you and yours will sanctify your house and carry out the rubbish from the temple of the Holy Spirit, your bodies. May you sanctify and cleanse yourselves with the washing of water by the word, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that you should be holy and without blemish. Let you and your family draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with pure water. Let you and your people gird up the loin of your minds. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace of God, laying aside all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, malice, guile, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking as newborn babes, desiring the pure milk of the word, that you may grow, but also come to the Lord as a living stone, being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, not using your liberty as a cloak for vice, but as servants of God, acceptable to God and approved by men, that you and your family will be fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Holiness to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth, in Christ we pray that you and your house will not limit the Holy One of Israel, but remember his power. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him victory. He has sent redemption to you and your family. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Being partakers of the heavenly calling, in Christ we pray that you and your people will have an anointing from the Holy One, know all things, that light, insight, perception, intelligence, understanding, and wisdom be found in you and yours, that you and your family build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. God has called you and your family with a holy calling, according to his own purpose and grace which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you and your house. And whatever you do in word or deed, let you and your family do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In Christ we pray that you and your family will see the glory of God, and with all boldness you will speak his word, for it is not you that speak, but the Holy Spirit within you. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which is according to godliness, let you and your people go from strength to strength and walk in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, serving Christ in these things and are acceptable to God and approved by men. You and your family be holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. May our Lord God concentrate you in your house, that you and your people may minister to him as priests. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space by the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning the things we pray for you and your house, we come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask your Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's holy servant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us. As a vessel of mercy, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word. What we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. For his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.